cart before the horse as it relates to finalizing a position description and candidate specification, because it's important both for optical reasons, but also for valid reasons of content, to be sure that before a position is description is finalized, that it has sufficient input from the various communities to really have a sense of both the hopes and dreams of the next appointment, but also the key core competencies that are going to be a part of the position. The process really, you know, when I say front-end loads, requires significant concentration on early meetings. We're not only representative, but we help facilitate those meetings. And the search really begins in earnest as soon as we begin the consultative part.
You mentioned that you've done several presidential searches recently. Any in particular that you think are most similar to the situation here? Types of university, type of situation?
Each is a little different. A number of them have been land-grant universities, land-grant flagship universities with multiple campuses. I don't think any is quite like this, but each has some characteristics that have some similarities, and certainly the universes of candidates that we talk about and cultivate will have significant overlap.
Any presidential searches underway now?
Only University of Maryland's Baltimore, which is their graduate programs, that would have any inkling of overlap. It's a smaller single campus.
Maybe I missed it. What is your percentage of diversity in the firm, and have you? What's the percent of diverse candidates you placed?
In the firm, globally, and we are a major global firm, it's 38%. Within North America, it's 34%. That's gender and ethnic diversity. Within our practice, in the last 2 years, and I say this because it is a significant difference that we're seeing a remarkable trajectory, it's 40% women and people of color. In the last 5 years, it's 33.2% are women and people of color.
That's within the firm.
That is within the education practice. 292 searches over the last 4.5 years.
Are you saying that 34
women and people of color?
Yeah, it's about, and it varies from segment of the practice, but within education, it's two-thirds women, one-third people of color, and some of the women are women of color.
Are you saying that within Korn Ferry, your employee base, 34% are either women or people of color?
Yes, yeah.
Domestically?
Domestically.
Can you tell us how you would enliven the network of faculty within our system to incorporate their relationships and contacts into the search?
Yeah. It will depend on how the search committee is constructed, and whether the search committee acts by proxy for the their respective stakeholders. But you know, there are really two ways to do it. One is to have proxy, where the search committee members generally have meetings with their respective stakeholders. And that's really the preferred. I think the other is to have community meetings as well. And I think the community meetings are often difficult, particularly for a role that's as much oversight as it does. across multiple campuses.
Difficult, but maybe necessary.
But maybe necessary. And I really think, you know, one of the big roles of a search committee is to wrestle with that set of questions around what does engagement look like in our respective communities? How do we create equity, you know, across the different communities? How do we get engagement to work so that it works in a highly relevant way in one community, it may not in another? How do we sort that out, and how do we create meetings that are of a suitable sort of size, construct, and time frame that allow input with no cynicism? So, I mean, we like to work that out very early, and it's requires the indulgence of time and commitment on the part of the search committee to really wrestle with the issues around. There is no best practice. It's really, you know, it's really thinking through how you do this for these respective communities.
Yes.
I'm becoming educated on the challenge of filling a position such as this, president of a major university. And I understand that there's really a limited number of, you know, folks across the country or the world who would be ideal candidates. What value would you bring compared to your competitors to the candidate pool, or is your value in other parts of the process after candidates have been identified?
Well, our value is both. I mean, our value is certainly in helping to facilitate and assist in the process, including the assessment of candidates who are in the pipeline. But the candidates will come from a variety of places, and we are not in competition with, you know, you or the search committee. We're really in collaboration. We will do significant outreach to, you know, the network of people that we know across, you know, 30 years in this business, so there are really hundreds of contacts that we have. We'll sort through, we'll set priorities about who needs to and should be contacted first. I mean, we, at the risk of sounding audacious, we know everyone or are one step removed from everyone because of the vast body of work that we've done, and the challenge is just stratifying who to be in touch with to engage them in this in a realistic conversation. We advertise and do in all public processes with all public clients across the entire array of communities that cover for diversity and you know, specific, you know, relevant populations. And then we also will do some fresh and original research. I mean, part of the challenge, particularly in a public setting, is being sure that not only candidates are preliminarily vetted before specific referencing and due diligence can be done, but also for identification of, you know, current possibilities within our database who may have reasons to be engaged at this moment in time. And this is a fascinating moment in time for the university, and quite frankly, it will not be appealing to all. And a large part of, and I shouldn't just say appealing, it will not necessarily be a fit for all. And a large part of our role, besides sorting out and identifying, will be acting as a emissary for you in the engagement.
I think the one other part which does differentiate Korn Ferry, which we do offer to the search committees if they would like to do that, because by the time we get to the shortlist and we've been talking to candidates now for sometimes months, we know them quite well. We are also their advocates when we go back to the search committees. Is that Korn Ferry has a leadership assessment program, which if the committee would like to use, and many of the search committees do like to use it, which really goes through and talks about leadership, how they react to certain crisis situations, how they manage, how they motivate people. And one of the things that does is it we go back to the search committee, we show them this information, interpret it for them, and it not only lets them know the candidate better, but it also helps them prepare in the questioning. Reference checking is obviously very important, and interviewing is important, reference checking is important, but this gives you an overview of the areas that may not feel quite right, or how would you react in this situation. So it gives us another element of understanding each of the candidates that we don't necessarily have access to when we interview them face to face. So it gives the search committee that much more information. And I think the other thing which differentiates us in answer to your question is this is the dashboard, candidate dashboard, which Ken has developed that actually has been a wonderful way for search committees to interact that I think gives them a sense of being able to know the candidates, know what people are thinking, what they're feeling. And as many of you know, this idea of how did you access the files of people, what is everybody else thinking, was difficult up until we were able to use technology, and it's one of the things that I think Ken has really brought to the firm.
Yeah, and the technology provides both access to information, but also a kind of confidentiality to manage a process like this, because we want you to have access to all the information that we have, and the dashboard provides you that.
Just out of fairness, I'm going to thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to meet
yes,
you.
Yes, and I'm repeating what I've said to the others. We can only pick one, so if you happen not to be the one chosen, we nonetheless thank you very, very much for coming
thank
in
you.
And
thank
look
you.
Forward
Good.
To future opportunities.
So now what?
10 minutes. 10 minutes. Let's do it.
Do you want to take a break, or do you want to?
No.
Let's just.
Wow, I love that. How would you like to go about the next piece of this?
I guess it would be helpful for people just to launch into their observations, and if it would work for the rest of you, I'll start just to you can see where we are. It does feel funny to pick on such a rapid time frame, and yet I think that's the best thing for us to do. We have qualified firms, we've seen their credentials, we've seen the written materials, we get a sense these would be the people we've seen this morning who would be working with us. And so I think even though we'll move it rather quickly to a decision point, I think we have all the information we need. I think given our own timing on this and the complexity of it and where we are, it's everything we're talking about that we want to move as expeditiously as possible. So I have started in this, just in the written review, to look at the breadth of the firm's resources, the number of searches they've been involved in so that they're not learning on us. They actually have a lot of experience. I think the last gentleman said they're all different than they are, but at least looking for comparable experience. That, to me, takes out the Hollins Group only because they do not have the breadth of experience. I think they did an excellent job in presenting. I would really hope to work with them in the future, but I don't think they were able to answer our questions. And as you pointed out, Francis, they haven't had the opportunity. You always want to give the opportunity, but I don't want to be the first one given our kind of unique circumstances that we're under. So I would rank them third out of the three we saw. And then if I go to what we saw this morning with the other two, I think Korn Ferry has this, they only got to it at the very end. I understand that this secure website dashboard might be, it's proprietary to them, and it might be extremely useful to us because we're going to be moving fast with a lot of people who are going to want to be kept informed and be included. But I must say I didn't get quite enough of a sense of what that would do for us to say that's the reason to pick them. On the basis of who seemed to